Crossing boundaries is something many people have trouble with. I mean, it's no easy task, that's a given. However, plenty of people do cross all different types of boundaries, all the time, and I wanted to learn more about their journey towards crossing them. So, I decided to interview my mom, who as a young adult had to face a rather daunting decision. Would she give up doing what she loved because of the opinions of others, or would she let nothing stop her? Well, that's what we're going to find out today. Give me a little backstory on your affiliation with punk rock concerts back when you lived in the suburbs.
Well, I always liked to go to concerts, so I did go to concerts with friends. We all lived in the burbs, but we went to just concerts that bands that everybody liked. Back then, it was like Deep Purple, Uriah Heep, George Harrison, Peter Frampton. People like that. So I was used to going out to see concerts, but when it came to new clubs that were opening in the city, the same people that I went to see shows with didn't want to go down there to see those kind of shows. And they were, it was like a punk rock club. It was called the Hot Club. And I was had turned 21. And I still lived with Grandma.
How did your friends react to you going to these shows?
So they thought that it wasn't music at all. And most people didn't understand why I liked that kind of music. They would just go to a concert that came into town and they would all get drunk. And, they would just go to that concert and that was their experience. Where this club was every night there was something going on. And it was a community of people or a scene kind of that was exciting to me. So I not only liked the new kind of music that was happening there, but there was a vibe about it that was very exciting to me.
When my mom entered high school, she loved it. She loved the people, the location, everything. But then suddenly, her mom decided they were moving out. Soon, my mom was stuck in the suburbs where she did not feel welcome.
I never felt very comfortable living up there. I never felt like I didn't ever feel like I belonged. The only friend that I felt like I could be myself with was Colleen. And she wound up being the one that came down there with me. She understood. But all the other people were either people I'd gone to high school with or people that I met at work. And I actually met Colleen at work, too.
Where did you work?
I worked at the Acme, because Grandma had worked at the Acme, and back then you made really good money, and so she had got me a job. Same with Colleen. Her dad had gotten her jobs. Her dad worked there.
How did your friends react to you and Colleen going to these shows now?
They would laugh, and then they would, talk behind our backs, and then eventually they just stopped hanging out with us.
So your suburban friends, they stopped hanging out with you, and now it's just you and Colleen. Where exactly did you guys go from there?
When I, actually both Aunt Colleen and I both wound up moving out into the city from our parents' houses because we were traveling a really far distance to come down to the city to go to see music, and it was, a 45 minute to an hour drive each way.
Yikes.
Yeah, we were just in our early 20s and we still had to work and stuff. So we wound up moving down here.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your friends, they treated you negatively. Specifically, how did you react to what they thought about you and what you're doing? And, this is about crossing boundaries. So try to tie in how you cross certain, social boundaries or what kind of boundaries you passed reacting to them.
I guess with dress, there was a different way that people that went to the hot club dressed,
mm-hmm.
and even to any club down here in the city, any music club, yeah. everybody dressed differently than they dressed in the suburbs. So even at first, when we would come down here, we were known as the suburban punk rock girls.
Oh, wow.
Because our dress wasn't quite, like, we were kind of
it wasn't as middle. Legit. Yeah.
We were in the middle of dressing the way we
real punks and suburban yeah. girls.
But down here, the people didn't care. It was yeah. just, it wasn't a nasty, like the suburban punk rock girls. It wasn't in a nasty way. It was just in a descriptive way.
Right.
We were very much accepted
mm-hmm.
and well-liked, and it was fun
Good.
To be around. We felt like we could be ourselves. Whereas at home, with the friends that we had there, we felt, what word would I want to use? Not ostracized, but you could feel the tension in, like, well, what the heck are you guys
right.
into?
Right, so you're being oppressed, sort of.
Sort of, yeah, in a kind of passive-aggressive way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally yeah. understand that. So you did talk about what you liked about those shows. Did other than Colleen, did any of your friends end up just having to see what you were, like, exactly doing? Did they ever get curious and just tag along with you?
One or two of them did.
But, can you describe that?
It was, I think we had fun when they came down, and I think they had fun, but I don't think they were comfortable enough to want to keep coming back. Like, they were more comfortable in their own safe place at home. Like, they would rather just stay home and smoke pot and, like, just not
stay
do anything.
Sheltered.
Yeah. And just kind of, like, stay in their basements or whatever.
Right. Not really open up.
Yeah. Which I found to be kind of boring.
Why do you think your friends judged you for going to these shows? Why don't you think they didn't just accept what you're doing and say, hey, it's making you happy?
Well, I guess because the stigma of what punk rock was. I mean, it was people with safety pins in their mouths
yeah.
and screaming anarchy and whatever. so it was kind of crazy,
right.
and crazy wasn't cool to them. Whereas you came out here, crazy was cool.
Yeah.
To them, it was not
cool. A turn off.
Yeah. And to me, it was crazy to just be sitting in your basement drinking a six pack and not having fun, you know, not listening to music or whatever, going out and being a part of a community of music.
Right.
So I think it was just not knowing any different and not having any desire for anything different on their part.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Colleen and I kind of took it like, not that we flaunted it, but the more that they didn't understand, I think the more that we were like,
screw you guys?
Not screw you, but more
oh, well.
Excited by it. Not even that, but kind of more in your face about it.
Like, because, yeah, we're proud of this?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like that. Plus, well, that was sort of like the punk rock attitude, too.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
Well, what do you think specifically empowered you guys to have that attitude? Was it the music? Was it the community?
The community, I think, more. For me, it was the feeling I felt comfortable. It felt like the right place for me and the right people for me.
Yeah.
So for me, it was finding a place where I felt like I could be me.
Yeah.
That's what empowered me.
So you realized that you fit in that community
right.
and that empowered you
right.
to just distance yourself from
yeah,
the people.
Yeah, and so I kind of never felt like I was cool or whatever where I was, and
but
now
you were
I did.
Accepted.
Yeah.
Yeah,
acceptance. That's the word I'm looking for. Acceptance. I
yeah.
felt accepted.
Good.
Yeah.
So, like, you told me you guys did just go your separate ways, like, friendship-wise, all of you guys. Was there any point in time where their judging actually got to you and you considered just leaving them as friends altogether?
I don't think it was because of their judging. I think it was because, or if their judging made me feel unaccepted, then yes, it was. But Like, it was never, like, blatant, nasty, in-your-face judging.
Right, it was just passive-aggressive.
Yeah, it was just more like I never really did feel comfortable with most of those people in the first place.
Yeah.
And so, to find something that where I did feel at home, it was easy to just, be, you know, done.
Yeah.
So, there was never any, like, ugly fight or any, like, you know, get out of my face, don't I want to be your friend anymore type thing. It was more just a, like, quiet separation of I moved into the city and they were still up there doing their thing.
So even though it wasn't, like, full-blown aggressive judging, you still didn't really let that get to you, like, what their judging was?
Not once I felt a place of comfort in my new the new experience I was having. Yeah. Yeah, that was more, that feeling was more overpowering than any feeling of negativity that I had felt before. I was kind of so happy to distance myself from always feeling like I didn't fit in.
Mm-hmm. So you finally found that that safe haven, you just jumped on it?
Yes.
Regardless of what anybody else said?
Yes.
Good.
Even like Grandma.
Yeah.
Because I was moving out and she didn't think I was gonna.
Oh, yeah. So that's, like, empowerment.
For me, it was. Yeah. Yeah, and then I met the whole other community. So it's like it was sort of became more than just the punk rock community, but the music community of Philadelphia. So there's a whole lot of places where live music and local music played back then. Like, I guess there are now still, too. But then it was... Then there were a lot of places where a lot of the musicians that lived here in the city and all the people that hung out and worked in the city would all be together, and they would all kind of go all these different places and see each other play. And it was really cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you did mention that you moved out when Grandmom she was kind of skeptic.
Well, Grandmom, her life... You know, her and her sisters and all. Her family, they didn't go to college or anything like that. They just got married young and they went and had families.
Yeah.
So, Grandma thought that's what I would do.
And you didn't.
Yeah, you know, and I didn't do that. Like, she thought I wouldn't move away until I got married and moved away.
But you took that independence and...
Well, yeah. I never felt comfortable in the suburbs.
Where you were, yeah.
Yeah. And that's, you know, where Grandma does feel comfortable. Yeah. And that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
everything. Yeah.
So moving into the city was just great.
Yeah.
You know. And then for a while I still worked out there and I had to travel back and forth. And then finally I got a job down here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So would you ever think that considering you found yourself in Philadelphia and you're always uncomfortable in the suburbs, that the suburbs were kind of like a barrier to, like, becoming your true self?
Yes.
So you did cross that. You crossed that boundary.
Yes. Yay.
Yay.
I did, yes.
Good. Yeah. Awesome. No matter what type of boundary someone is crossing, it's not going to be easy. However, my mom was living proof that you can cross boundaries if you put your mind to it. Sometimes, crossing that boundary can be a great thing for someone's life. My mom, she knew she never felt right in the suburbs, so what did she do? She didn't let that boundary stop her. Instead, she crossed it and ended up loving the results. In the end, crossing boundaries can act as a key that helps you unlock a whole new world.